Welcome to the Be That Healing Girl podcast. And today on this episode, we're talking about healing anxious attachment and ways you're hurting your healing journey. And if you're like me in the past, I would be doing all the things, all right? I'm talking, you go to therapy, you talk, you might be scrolling on social media, saving a bunch of posts, you might be Googling articles, and you're doing all these things, but somehow you are still feeling pretty poopy, all right? And that was totally my existence, where I might do the thing, I might read the article, the book, go to therapy, and ultimately that would feel good for about 30 minutes, an hour, maybe even until the next day, but ultimately nothing was really changing, or I got to a point where things were actually getting worse. And I see this all the time, and I really want this to land for you that's listening, because you're not crazy. I'll tell you what's going on. So if you're new here, my name is Claire, and I love, love, love helping overachieving, high-achieving girlies who are successful in so many ways. And success can look like you might have not just one business. I've noticed this in my clientele. You might have multiple businesses. You might be an academic or a professional. You got letters behind your name, you're climbing the corporate ladder, and you are slaying, all right? That is no question. But somehow you are struggling in your relationships, where you're overthinking, you're spiraling, you're catastrophizing, you're watching him and or them and checking it out and just feeling like, oh my gosh, something happened. He breathed wrong. He or they are mad at me. Okay, so if that is you, then sweetheart, you are in the right place. I got you, and I'm so honored that you're here. And if you are enjoying this podcast, it means so much for you to leave a 5-star review. So hit that 5 stars. It takes 2 seconds, and let's dive in, all right? And also make sure to stay all the way, because I'll drop the exact thing that you need to shift in order to start really healing, okay? So I just know this so well. I mean, I walk, sleep, eat, breathe this healing process on my own, because in case you didn't know, I was anxiously attached, married an avoidant, and believe me, the first 2 years were just a struggle bus, and now we have a secure marriage. And I know exactly all the steps that you're probably taking. I see this all the time in my DMs and my comments, where you're doing all the things. And I have another episode, a podcast episode on that word, doing. And I also just want to say, like, you're not wrong in doing all these things. So let's just break a couple of things down that I guarantee that you're doing. So one thing that you're probably doing is, like, just like right now, you're listening to a podcast. And the main thing that I see that is hurting your healing journey is that you're gathering all this information, all right? And I also know this because you are a girly that loves good information. You like to research things. You want to, if you're buying, so for example, I just even watch this habit in myself. I'm going to the Philippines with my husband and Japan. And I'm like, okay, it's going to be hot. It's also in August. That's a long story about, I do not actually desire to go to one of the hottest places in August. We're going for a wedding. Anyway, I digress. I'm doing a lot of research on, okay, linen, and I should get a linen t-shirt and linen shirts and linen pants. And I'm doing all this research, and I want to get the best high quality. And I just watch myself go into this rabbit hole around linen. All right. So that's typically just kind of what we do, right? We want to get it right. We want to make sure we know all the things. What kind of linen? Is it organically resourced? So for you in this journey, I guarantee that you are doing all this research, and you are Googling. You want to find the right books. And I do have book recommendations. I feel like that's a totally different episode. But here's the problem with gathering all this information. You just become this, like, garbage disposal, or you're just gathering all these things in the basket, but you are getting even more confused, because now you have all this information, and information's great, but you don't have a process, all right? You don't actually know, well, what information do I take, and does that apply to me? And that can cause more overwhelm and more overthinking, because you just have these different bits and pieces of information that, yes, might feel good, but you're not actually feeling better, because you get stuck. You're actually not sure where to go, okay? So that's one thing, the information gatherer. And I just also want to say that being an information gatherer isn't bad. That's not the thing. So just watch yourself right now if you're like, oh my gosh, I'm doing that and this is wrong. So catch yourself in that moment of there's nothing wrong. It's just what you have learned to do in the past. It's a pattern of behavior that has served you before, but it's not serving you now. Okay. The other thing that I guarantee that you're doing that is hurting your journey is you are venting to people, okay? And again, this is venting isn't in itself bad, all right? We do need to off gas. We need to express emotions. And one of the tricky and slippery slopes with venting is we're just talking about it, right? So I, in fact, would call a best friend of mine, and I feel like this could be another episode, but her and I also had a very interesting, I'll just say it, a toxic dynamic. I'll just say that. Because also in the venting, we also tend to attract people at the level of our healing. That's why it's important to have people in your circle that are more a step ahead or 5 steps ahead or 15 steps ahead. Doesn't really matter. But one of the things that was problematic in that relationship is that she was also anxiously attached. In our friendship, we had anxious attachment. So in that venting, it just was kind of stirring more of the pot. I wasn't really making progress because it was just kind of scratching the itch or picking at the pimple that didn't need to be picked at, because as you know, what happens when you pick at pimples, like nothing good happens, or scarring, it gets infected. It's just bad. So in that venting, and by the way, I would feel good after I talked to her and be like, yeah, this guy sucks and blah, blah, blah. I actually would feel worse because it wasn't really changing anything. It just was feeling good in the moment. But at the end of the day, I was actually feeling worse. All right. Then let's lead me to another piece here is you are going to maybe friends or family and you're getting information. And so not just venting, all right, that's one piece. The next piece here that's causing more problems is that you are collecting evidence from people who have a certain set of paint, okay? And what tends to happen, we're getting advice from people who really haven't had that experience. And I really feel like anxious attachment and relationship anxiety is a certain flavor. I mean, obviously, I even in my community have a certain flavor of girlies like you that are here and listening at this point that are really successful, and you have reached a certain level in your life, and you might even be in a relationship, and you are just really trying not to mess things up. You can feel that they're pushing away. Anyway, you have a certain flavor of where you're at. And we all tend to attract certain people and levels in our relationship. So you're going to people who are in your circle, but they don't really have the same experience that you do. So this is a little different than what I said before around somebody who's anxiously attached. You're going to people who have their own thoughts, their own belief systems, and you're asking to borrow their paint when you are getting their advice. And again, that there's nothing wrong with that, but you have to look at the source. And what I mean by that is somebody's giving you advice, and yeah, it might make sense in some realm. There's pieces of truth to that, but it's coming from a good place, but a place where they actually haven't walked the path. And that can just be problematic and cause more problems because they actually don't have the experience. They don't have the wisdom that comes from having walked the path. They're on a different path. They're on a different trajectory. That's also why you might have people in your circle that are married, or they're not dating and you're dating, and it's not landing right. Or it might help and you can see some of the truth, but it's still not jiving. It's not resonating. And that is only hurting your journey because you're then taking on their own perceptions, their own projections for what they think you should do. That's how they would handle it. But they don't have the history that you do. They don't have the experience. They're not in the same situation. So again, that is hurting your journey because you're taking the lens through which they're seeing things and trying to apply it to your own. But remember, their lens and how they see their world and how they see situations has a certain set of paint, right? And honestly, their paint might be clashing with your watercolor. because they don't have that same experience. So that could be hurting your journey and making you feel worse because you're like, well, Jane would do it this way and she has this perspective, but you're not really seeing the whole picture that Jane has her own set of belief systems, emotions wrapped up into this. So I just know this so thoroughly because in the past, this is exactly where I was at. I was in places where I was gathering information. Okay, it worked for me in other ways, and now it's all not really helping me. I'm venting to people, and yeah, it's feeling good, but it's really not helping. I'm getting advice from people that I respect and that I love, but man, it's just not landing. Again, nothing is wrong with those things, but here is where it's problematic, is that you're only doing those things. You're only reading the books. Again, books are information, and yes, those are helpful, but here is the key, is you're just gathering information, right? We're not actually taking, and this is the hot tip, all right? This is the hot tip that you want to do, is to take action. Informed, when you're getting information, informed and aligned action, okay? Aligned action is the key. And I think about this, what I mean by taking action, because I guarantee in your little brain, not little, wonderful brain, you're thinking, well, I am taking action, Claire. I'm taking the hot girl walks. I'm doing the meditation. And so again, please listen to this. Like, let this soak in. Be receptive here. Aligned and informed action is something that I actually took away from yoga. All right. I'm a yogi. I'm a yoga teacher. I haven't taught since the pandemic, but here we are. And I used to do a lot of yoga at Schmormauer Yoga. It's, let's just call it the McDonald's of yoga. And I mean, no hate to that place, but I love them. And I got my first teacher training there. And I loved it. It was so awesome. And it would feel good the first, you know, year, 5 years I did it. And here was the problem, though, is that I was actually getting hurt. Now, by the way, this is not that yoga hurts. This is not the message. But I was capped, okay, because there was not a lot of deep and personalized and attentive approach. There wasn't a process to get into the deeper poses. So I was, you know, I really got into yoga. I wanted to like get my foot to my head and all those things and do crazy back bends and handstands and all the stuff. And what I started noticing is that I would go to these standard classes and they were great for certain things. And I still think they're great for different phases of where you're at in your journey. But for me, I was actually getting hurt because I didn't really understand some of the pieces here. And what I didn't understand in taking that action was I needed a process that was informed and aligned for my body. Okay. An action that is informed and is aligned for your body, your process, your journey is really important. And it wasn't until I found a teacher and a mentor. I love her. Maybe I'll bring her on the podcast. Honestly, she's hilarious. She's hilarious. But she has a certain style of training in yoga, which I'm also inspired by. And I teach with those dynamics and alignment. But the moment I started learning the information behind the poses and the process, when I started learning the alignment literally in my body, where my shoulders needed to be, how my ribs needed to be, all these things, that's when I started getting the deeper poses. And by the way, yoga is not about the final product. It's the journey. But it was really incredible when I started learning with alignment and the right information, how my practice exploded. And I mean, maybe I'll show some pictures about how, I mean, I used to do crazy stuff. But anyway, that was really what took my journey from here to here. It expanded it, it grew it. And I really know that and see that for your healing journey with anxious attachment. So again, none of those things are wrong. Gathering information, great. Venting, great. Talking to people who you love and admire and getting their advice, great. But it really, at the end of the day, is about aligned and informed action and a process, okay? So no matter what you choose, it's not just about sitting and spinning and thinking about it. Do consider taking some informed and aligned action. action, action, action. That's the key. And if you're looking for a process, then you're in luck. I have a special deal where I'm combining my signature process and some coaching with you and me. I'll leave the link in the description, and the code is SPRINGFLING. So I only have a handful of spots for this opportunity for coaching and for my signature process. And if the code isn't working, then it's expired. So this is around spring 2024. Spring Fling, if the code Spring Fling, all caps, is not working, then all the spots are taken for this opportunity. So, and this is exactly what I do. I love giving you actionable steps. This is key. And this is where for me, my journey just took a totally different turn. And I really started to heal was taking action in an aligned and informed way. So Spring Fling, that's what I got for you. And no matter what, whether you take me up on that or you go on your own journey, I believe in you. And I just trust with my whole heart that no action is ever wasted. I believe that in my whole heart. That's literally a mantra and a lesson I took from yoga, that no matter how you show up to your mat, no matter whether you feel stretchy or not so stretchy that day, no action with the intention of growth is ever wasted. It's all part of the journey. All right? I love you, and I'll see you soon. Mwah.